Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Time to Thrive podcast. I am here today solo, as we are going to be diving into a topic that is very near and dear to my heart right now. I actually started a bit of a ramble on Instagram, and I was like, you guys, we just need to do a podcast about this, okay? I need to chat with you for more than a minute. I don't want to get cut off on my stories. You know how that is when your girl gets into a bit of a rant. So we are just going to be talking about navigating weight loss and scales in a healthy way. And if you know anything about my health journey, if you don't, go follow me on Instagram, because I talk about it a lot and I have a lot of my story on my Instagram. Is in my early 20s, I dealt with a lot of extremes when it came to eating and exercising. I dealt with bulimia for 2.5 years, body dysmorphia, all of this stuff, okay? So getting into weight loss can sometimes be triggering. And I know that a lot of ladies, like especially in this self-care era that we're in, which I love that there is such an emphasis on taking care of your mental health and body acceptance and, you know, self-care and self-care practices. But I also sometimes think that it can have a little bit of a chokehold on us when it comes to the fact of like it's okay to want to lose a little bit of weight, okay? It's okay to want to look good. It's not vain. It's not self-centered. Wanting to look good and feel good is awesome too, okay? And I will preface this by saying, as long as you're doing it in a sustainable, healthy way that does not affect your mind, your body, your hormones, all these types of things, okay? Because we've all been there. Your girl's been there, okay? It's not fun. Don't do that. But having that realization that, okay, I have not been taking care of my body the best way, I'm holding on to some weight that I don't need to be, is insane. And just a little fun fact for you guys, I think that where, you know, a lot of my passion for just really taking care of your body came from, and this is a little bit weird, is that in dental school, we did cadaver labs, okay, which essentially means we dissected human bodies, okay? I have held lungs in my hands. I have looked into a spinal cord. I have also seen the effects of excess abdominal fat around organs. When you pick up a liver that is healthy versus when you look at a liver that is like technically a fatty liver, it is crazy. And it really just sticks with you that you just want to be the healthiest version of yourself, right? So when I get into those spirals and, you know, priorities shift and I'm just not taking care of myself, and I say that because I always care about my health. I'm always on top of a lot of healthy habits that I have, but sometimes those start to go a little bit, and we all go through seasons, and that's okay. But right now, you guys, we're getting married, Jared and I, I said that like we were getting married, like you listening and I are getting married. Jared and I are getting married in November, okay? So it is July 3rd right now, if you're listening to this in the future. So that is what? July, August, September, October, November. Less than 5 months away. I am in a season right now where I want to look good in 5 months. I want to show up. We are getting married in Mexico. I'm going to be wearing a bathing suit. I have my beautiful dress. I want to feel spicy on my wedding day. And you know what that means? That means shedding a couple pounds, okay? And I'm not going to feel bad about that, but I'm also not going to put my body into that state of fight or flight again like I have in the past. So I chatted about this on my stories, and I chatted about a couple little ways that I navigate scales, weight loss, and whatnot there, and a couple kind of realizations that I hope really click with you if you're in this season too. So the first thing is, so this morning I weighed myself and I realized that I am actually 6 pounds lighter as of today than I was about 2 months ago. Was that intentional weight loss? Sure. I got more intentional with my workouts. I have been following a program I've been more intentional with my steps and so on and so forth. I did not jump back in to weighing all my food, to doing fasted cardio, to, you know, killing myself if I didn't get my workout in. If I overate, I didn't overcompensate with exercise. But I did get intentional, okay? So 6 pounds in 2 months, that's a very healthy weight loss, okay? Today when I stepped on the scale, what did I do? Before I stepped on the scale, I did a self-check-in. And I would encourage you, if you are using a scale, to shift your mindset that it is not your worth. It is not you. It is data, okay? It is literally your pull on gravity. That's all it is, okay? So don't give it more power than it needs to hold. Before I step on the scale, the last time I stepped on the scale was about 2 months ago. Today when I stepped on the scale, I like literally looked at myself in the mirror and I did a self-check-in and said, how are you doing? Are you in a good mindset? Are you having a good body confidence day? Because I need to do that self-check-in so that whatever that number is, I'm dissociating myself from that result. That is strictly data. That is strictly information. It is not my worth. It is not my well-being. It is not going to change what I eat today. It is not going to change how I move my body. It is not going to change my emotion, how I treat other people, how I show up for myself, anything. It is strictly data. So doing those self-check-ins can be really huge. And if any of those questions are negative, if it's like, you know what, I'm not doing too hot today, I'm a little bit iffy, don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. It's not worth it. You're going to ruin your day. It's not going to be fun. Just don't do it. Okay. That's fine. Leave it for another day. The other kind of things that I would focus on is some other non-scale victories too. Okay. I know that a lot of people focus on these as well, is how are your clothes fitting? What's your energy like? Are you sleeping well? Those are also really important pieces of data to check in. I love my Oura ring. I use that all the time now. It gives me a lot of really good data. And when I'm taking care of myself, my stats are better. Okay. Now you don't need to go get an Oura ring in order to feel those things. But for me, I love stats. I love data. I'm a science nerd. So I love that shit. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about, okay, is how your hormones play a part in this. First of all, let's even rewind from hormones. Please do yourself a favor and do not weigh yourself in the middle of the day after you've drinking like 4 gallons of water and eaten 3 meals. Like, let's use some common sense here, okay? Fasted weight is the only weight that you should ever be weighing yourself on. Go pee in the morning, then weigh yourself if you're going to do so. Go pee, do your self-check-in, and if your self-check-in is positive, then weigh yourself, okay? But if it's any of the other situations, don't do yourself dirty like that, okay? You have food in there, undigested. Your body's staying alive. You have drinking all your water and hydrated. That is not an accurate representation. This is why your girl, when I went to the doctor a couple months ago and they asked to weigh me, I politely declined. Nothing of my doctor's visit needed me to step on that scale. I knew that seeing that result, or if you like actually have to, you can turn around on that scale. Advocate for yourself, okay? If numbers are triggering like that, advocate for yourself. So don't step on the scale unless it's the first thing in the morning. And think about your cycle, okay? And a lot of people don't factor this in to their weight loss and their weight gain and all these types of things. Factor in what phase of your cycle you're in, and you guys, you're gonna notice a difference, okay? So I have a rule with myself that I do not step on the scale in my luteal phase. So that's the 2 weeks before your period. And the reason being is that in your luteal phase, one, you are just way more emotional. You are way more triggered. There's a higher percentage chance that that number on the scale, whatever it may be, is either going to trigger me one way or another. The second reason is that your progesterone is higher in your luteal phase, okay? It is kind of one of the more prominent hormones. And progesterone is a water hog, okay? It holds on to water. And this is why you feel a little bit more puffy. You might feel a little bit more inflamed. It's not really inflammation. It's just water retention. And then 2 weeks later, after your period's passed, you feel tight, you feel hot, you feel good, because progesterone has dropped, right? Your body in your luteal phase is literally creating a womb. There is excess tissue in your body. When you get that bit of bloating, it's not fat. You didn't just get fat in the past week. You're creating a womb space. You are a female. Give yourself some grace. Realize that progesterone is spiking. Realize that your body is holding on to more water, and give yourself some grace, girlfriend, okay? Don't do yourself dirty, like I said before, and jump on the scale in this time and think that you just gained a lot of weight. Now you spiraled downward when really you are just working as a female, okay? So I have a rule with myself. I only step on the scale in my follicular phase, because that is when I am not creating a womb. That is when my progesterone is not at its highest peak. And that's when I kind of have the most level-headed response to these emotions, okay? So that is one thing that I just am very strict with myself on, because I know the science. And I hope that you can understand it now too, and just start to give yourself a little bit more grace with that, okay? Because when you understand how your hormones are fluctuating throughout your cycle, you're gonna realize that some of it's in your control, but some of it's out of your control too. And you'll notice your body, if you start to think of when you're in your follicular phase, the first 2 weeks after your period, when you're ovulating, when you're in your luteal phase, if you actually track these things, which I would encourage you all to do, you're gonna notice a difference in your body, and you're gonna notice a difference in how tight you feel, how lethargic, all these things. And it is so, so, so important as a female, and also really incredible for, you know, navigating weight loss and all these things, because our female bodies operate on a 28 to 35 day cycle if you have a normal cycle, okay? Your body today, whatever day of the period of your cycle that you're in, will not chemically be the same roughly until this day next cycle. So you're really comparing apples to oranges if you're weighing yourself every day or even every week as a female and expecting it to be the same. So weigh yourself in the same phase almost like every month and see where you're at that point. If you're trying to go for a more well-balanced, mentally stable approach to weighing yourself, okay? That would be my recommendation. Okay, mamas, this one is for you, because I know that there are a ton of you listening in, and I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information, and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
The other thing is, you know, we're going to kind of pivot here, okay? Hard pivot, 180. We're going the other way. Now we're getting in tune with our body, okay? So we're getting off the science tantrum, and we're diving more into, you know, triggers, okay? So when I was dealing with recovering from my bulimia episode, one of the things that I really started to do was figure out what that trigger was for me. And I really nailed it down. And one of those things was pleasure, okay? And I don't mean pleasure as in like sexual intimacy or anything like that. I mean that in, did you do something that day that lit you up, okay? Did you get outside? Did you sit down and actually enjoy your meal? There is pleasure that we get from so many different things. Connecting with humans, having a really great conversation with your friend. And I noticed that the times in my
my life and day when I would binge, when I would overeat, was either when I was mindlessly eating, I didn't sit down and actually enjoy my food. And a big one for me was like, did I get outside and did I move my body? On the days that I didn't, I would come home and I would just fill that pleasure void with binging, okay? And it sounds really strange, but if you start to get in tune with yourself around that, you're going to start to realize, okay, I started asking myself the question, like, okay, I'm feeling that I want to overeat. I'm feeling like I want that other serving. I'm feeling that I want this. I would take a breath and I would say, okay, am I actually hungry or is this just a lack of pleasure in my life? Am I trying to fill? Food has such a big place in our life. We can't avoid it. We have to eat, right? Food is a big source of pleasure for us. But is there something that's lacking that we're trying to make up for it with food, right? We need to nourish our bodies, but there's a place where it's not nourishment anymore and it's filling that void. And that's what I had to get really real with myself on. And I want you to become aware of that for you and feel okay with feeling like a hunger cue, right? That's something I never really felt when I was bulimic. I kind of lost touch with that because I would binge and purge. My body was like, what the heck is going on, right? So now I sometimes like waking up and feeling hungry. I like before lunch, I'm like, okay, I feel hungry. And when we get to that point in our journey, we start to recognize and we start to not associate food with that pleasure. We start to see other things as that, getting outside, going for a walk, getting in a sweaty workout, connecting with a friend, you know, sitting down and enjoying a meal. These are huge things that can really shift things in your life for you. The second last one I want to touch on is getting out of the environments that made you sick. Okay. So if you were trying to lose weight, if you were trying to navigate scales, if you're trying to do all that, but you're still putting yourself in those environments that made you unhappy. For me, that was the gym. And that seems so backwards, but I had to leave the gym. I have not gone to a gym regularly since my early 20s. Okay. And that's okay. I still work out. I still move my body every day, but I do so from home. I had to shift things up because that's where my mindset goes to extremes. And it's still kind of like, I just don't enjoy it at a gym anymore. So think about that. If you're following a bunch of people on social media that have the same kind of outlook or extremes on food or their bodies or diets, like I had to unfollow a lot of people to get into a healthy mindset. I don't view scales the same as I did back then because I'm not watching people who weigh themselves every day, who do the little ab flash in every reflective surface, who put their value into what they look like. I look at it as like, I want to feel good and I want to look good on my wedding day. That's okay. But I also have the realism where, like, before recording this podcast, like I had a couple pieces of dark chocolate that were really good. I just got back from Vegas and ate freely the whole time, but like I'm also in my healthy habits, right? So get yourself out of the environments that made you sick. Mute or unfollow accounts that are constantly pulling you downward and into those nasty spirals, and start to follow people that really embody how you want to live and how you want to feel and that advocate for the way of life that you want to be living. And trust me, if you do that, you won't only feel really good in your body and have that kind of like zest that you do for moving your body and feeling amazing, but you're also probably going to up-level a lot of other areas of your life, your finances, your relationships, all these types of things, right? And the last thing that I want to talk on is where your focus is at, okay? So when I got really intentional with my weight loss, and you know, I'm not done. There's still more that I want. I'm still kind of, I would say maybe like about halfway to my goal. I don't really have like a target number because also my body is so different now than when I like weighed myself every day. My life is different. I kind of have an idea of what number I want to be going into my wedding, but I also have no idea if that's attainable. I don't know how I'm going to feel at that point. I don't know what my body's going to feel like when I weigh that much. And that's okay because I can't compare myself to myself when I was in my early 20s, you guys. If you are doing that, get that number out of your mind. If you're constantly comparing yourself to an outfit that you could wear in your early 20s or whatever that age is, get that out of your mind, because you are different. You have a different life. Your body has probably changed sizes or shapes or whatever. And that's okay. You can still feel amazing in the body that you have now. It just might look a little bit different in how to get there. So I don't really have that target number, and I'm not going to put that on myself of like, okay, I want to weigh X amount. I want to know a way that I feel. And that's why today I was like, I feel really good. Like I'm totally in a good spot where like, whatever this number is, I'm like, hey, I feel really good. I like the way that I'm looking. Like I can see some progress. Totally curious. I wonder where I'm at. Like that was the mindset that I stepped on the scale. Not like, holy moly, I've been working so hard. I don't really see any changes. Like I'm really hoping that this number is this, right? No, quite frankly, I started this journey about 2 months ago. I haven't stepped on the scale once because honestly, I didn't really notice a whole ton of difference until about 2 weeks ago. And that's sometimes how your journey might look. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be in a week. It might not be even in 3 weeks. I started to feel really good. And I voiced that on my Instagram. I was like, guys, like I'm feeling a lot better. Like I'm being intentional, but it wasn't an overnight thing. It wasn't until this morning I woke up and I was like, okay, damn, like your girl is feeling herself. I just got off my period. I'm in my follicular phase. This is curiosity data. Where am I at? What's my body feeling like? What's my pull on gravity? And that's when I stepped on the scale and checked that out. So some of the focuses that I'm focusing on, okay? Increasing protein. Protein is going to satiate that hunger hormone. It's going to be great for your muscles. It's going to be great for your hormones. It's going to be great for your metabolism. Being really intentional with getting enough protein in was like number one for me, okay? So I supplement with a protein powder. If you want my recommendations, fill out my survey in the podcast description in the notes. I would be more than happy to help you with that. I always, 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 always have my gut health morning drink. That has my micronutrients in it. It's got my collagen in it. It's got my gut support in there, my prebiotics, my probiotics, my digestive enzymes. Like taking care of your gut health is so important if you are on a weight loss journey, because you guys, if your gut is not functioning, you cannot detox, you cannot help your body out. You don't need detox teas. You don't need detox pills. You need to get your gut working, right? You need to have a proper functioning gut so that you can actually get rid of all the crap, right? So protein, my morning drink, non-negotiables, steps, and NEAT, okay? So NEAT stands for non-exercise aerobic training. So that is training that you're doing outside of the gym. Weights, I don't really count for like caloric expenditure. Running or like cardio in the gym, I don't do a ton of. A lot of my movement comes down to my lunchtime walks, getting outside in the evenings, maybe in the mornings. Like, am I adding in more steps in your day, right? So I always aim for 10K or above. I love around 15,000. That's like my like happy place. But getting those additional steps in is going to make a really big difference. And it's also really going to help your mind. Okay. Getting outside is so huge. At minimum, get on a treadmill, throw in a podcast or a walking meditation or an audiobook or something. Heck, talk to your girlfriends on a walk, like plug in and go for a walk together. And that can be really, really helpful. Okay. And then obviously your intentional workouts. So I like to kind of cycle sync my workouts a little bit. I'm a little bit more in tune with that. If that's your jam, you can rock it out. But again, don't stress about it. So intentional workouts, and then of course, stress and sleep, okay? Manage your stress. I love meditations now. I never was a meditation girly, so it's so weird to say that. I always have like my cortisol balancing evening drink. Again, fill out the survey if you want help with that. I have a button in there that you can always press. And then sleep, prioritizing that. Okay, that's your recovery. Our body does not heal unless we're sleeping. And I tell my dental patients this all the time when I do extractions on them and whatnot. Our body does not heal unless we sleep. So if you think that you're somebody that can just function on 5 hours of sleep, you might be able to, but your body's not actually functioning properly. Your body's not actually recovering properly and healing its cells and doing its proper turnover. It needs that recovery time. So prioritizing that, make sure that you're fitting that in, and you're going to notice a difference in how your body regulates its hunger hormones, okay? It's called ghrelin. We want to make sure that we are regulating that properly. When you haven't had a proper sleep, you're going to feel your blood sugar spike and crash and spike and crash. You're going to feel your hunger hormones. You're going to be like, why am I so hungry today? Probably because you didn't sleep very well, right? When you have a rested sleep and when you're consistently doing that, your body is more balanced. It's in homeostasis. It's feeling good. Hormones are rocking, right? So these are some things. I hope that you got a couple nuggets from it. I hope that you got a couple aha moments that you're going to think about. And yes, we are kind of like in summer, it's July, whatever. But think about the way that you're approaching things and how you want your life to look. I want to lose some weight, but I also don't want to lose my life, right? I know how to lose weight. I did it. I competed in bodybuilding for many years. I was a nationally qualified bikini athlete. I know how to lose that weight. But the only way I knew how was by losing my life. And I didn't want to do that this time around. I wanted to still have my life. I still wanted to be able to have some wine. I still wanted to be able to enjoy Vegas when we were there. I still wanted to be able to have some chocolate. I still wanted to be able to enjoy whatever meal that we wanted to have. But I also want to be able to enter into my wedding and feel my best and look really good and know that, damn, I did that. So I love you guys. I hope that you got something from this. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. Go check out the show notes. I put a ton of different links in there to help support you on this journey. And just know that I'm here for you, cheering you on. And if you're out for a walk listening to this with your AirPods in and you're getting your steps in while you're doing this, take a little picture, tag me on Instagram. I'd love to see it because you know your girl loves an outdoor walking podcast. Cheers, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.